one, the only...
Again, with a chance for each of our couples to win up to $10,000. And if any of them say the secret word, they'll take home an extra $100.
Well, Groucho will have a go at our first couple right
have
after.
Have a what?
Oh, boy.
What kind of lingo is that? Oh,
go. I'm just trying to think of another way
to. Stop watching these lessons. That's the kind of talk you get on Have Gum or Travel.
Oh, is it?
Yes. And you're going to travel soon without it. I'll have it.
Got that?
Yes.
Ready?
No, but go ahead.
Right after this important word from our sponsor, Roger will talk to our first couple. Timoshenko and Joseph Primavera are standing by. So
you're making up these names?
No, these are real people.
Are these furious names?
No, these are regular people.
Regular people?
Yeah. Would you come in, please, to meet Groucho Marx now?
Well, welcome to your best of life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. How do you do? Your name is Timoshenko, huh?
Joe Primavera. Timoshenko.
Your name is Tim? What kind of, that's a curious name, isn't it, for a woman, Tim?
Because my name is not Tim, it's Nina Timchenko.
What? Timchenko, huh?
Well, in Irish maybe, but in Russian it's Timchenko.
Well, what part of Ireland are you from?
I'm from Russia, my foul Russia.
Do you remember that old song, We Were Hungry When We Got to Moscow Soviet? You gotta expect those sort of things. Now, tell us about how do you pronounce it? Moscow?
No, we say Moskva.
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 That's India.
My father didn't stay in Moscow because he was sent to Siberia.
Why was that? Did he write a book about Russia? Or was your family in trouble?
No, Groucho, no. He was officer in Imperial Army and he was sent to duty in Siberia after the Russian-Japanese war.
What was it like in Siberia? Is anything like New Orleans?
New Orleans? No, it's cold in Siberia. Sometimes it gets below 40. And you breathe like that.
We've been talking for less than a minute, and here we are learning how they breathe in Siberia. What do you do for a living, Nina?
Well, I'm X-ray technician, and I work for orthopedic surgeon.
You're a what?
X-ray technician.
X-ray technician. Oh, you right. Take pictures of people's feet?
Anything. Oh, skeleton if you want.
Now, your name is Joseph Stalin, is that right?
Joseph Primavera.
Huh?
Primavera, that's an Italian
Primavera.
Name. The best word in the Italian dictionary.
Primavera?
Springtime.
Primavera means springtime?
It means springtime.
Oh, to be in England now that Primavera is
don't
here.
Don't sound so good. I don't want to call him a springtime.
Oh. Joe, what do you do for a living? You look at people
sell a pizza.
You sell a pizza what?
Pizza. No, the pizza that you eat.
Do you make your own pizza in the back of your store? You have a store?
No, I got three factories.
You have three factories?
Yeah, Chicago and Los Angeles.
Well, how much business are you doing a year?
Well, altogether, between everything else, it's about $100 million in dust.
Let me get this straight. Your company does $100 million worth of business a year? making pizza, and you're the boss?
I'm one of the boss.
So what are you doing on a lousy little quiz show like this?
Everything comes dirty.
Well, how many do you sell in a week? How many pizzas?
Last year it was an average of 2 million crusts a week.
You got an awful crust to sell that many. What do you mean? But just shows that private enterprise isn't dead, Joe. And I wish I could say the same for your customers. Now, Joe, if you do a $100 million business a year, you must be a very rich man, are you?
Well, Grouch, I don't have a friend in money.
You say you'd rather have a friend than money?
A lot of friends, yes.
I tell you what,
I got a lot of friends.
I'll make a deal with you. You take my friends and I'll take your money.
Okay, I'll accept it.
Now let's play You Bet Your Life, then. Nina, how does it feel to have such a smart cookie as Joe for your partner?
Wonderful.
Doesn't it give you an aura of confidence?
Yes, because if I lose, maybe she can...
You. He may not give you any money, but there'll be a dozen pieces at your house tomorrow morning. Well, let's see how much you can win. Good luck, because I doubt if we have a single question tonight about pizza. By the way, Joe, what are you going to do with your money if you win?
I would give it to the...
Me?
No, I offer that to the...
He's a nice guy.
Community chest.
Community chest?
Yeah.
All right, now let's see. You selected world geography, and I'm going to ask you some questions. If you miss two in a row, you're out. If you get four in a row right, you win $1,000. On which continent will you find the Andes Mountains?
South America.
Yeah, that's right. It used to be two mountains. It used to be Amos and Andes, but they... Then the Amos Mountains got lost someplace.
You now have one right.
In that last joke, I think. The Canary Islands are provinces of what country?
Portugal.
No, I'm sorry. It's Spain.
Oh, Spain.
Well, now you have one wrong. Don't get the next one wrong or the game is over.
Now, what famous river flows through the city of Budapest?
Danube.
Is right.
You now have one right. Danube.
The resort city of Nice is located in what country?
South of France.
Vive la France.
French Riviera.
Yeah. French Riviera, that's right.
You now have two right.
For many years, France maintained a notorious penal colony off the coast of French Guiana. What is this place called?
This is off the northeast coast of South America. Devil's Island.
Devil's Island is right, yes.
You now have three right. Get the next one right, and you'll have $1,000.
Now, in what country is New South Wales? Come on, kids.
I will say Australia.
That's right, Australia. That's right. $1,000. You can keep it in his way, Frankie Lane. You can win $1,000. You can keep it in a quid, or else you can come back later and try to double your money. You may even get a chance at $5,000 or even $10,000. So go over there and sit down and think it over. And thanks for being on the show. And Joe, while you're sitting there, roll one pizza for me.
A Carrier of Sea is the greatest show on earth. The ship, the stage. The crew, the player.
Frank Reynolds, ABC News. And these are scenes familiar across the land, scenes of resentment and frustration. as the world is shaken by great social and technological change. Scenes that reflect a hope, the impatient desire for improvement. There is the good and the bad, the comic and the serious, and above all, the conflict of opinion on where we are going. We see ourselves in action, but do we hear our voices? What are we really saying? What do Americans think?
Pat Brooks and Dave Lutton are anxious to talk to you. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx?
Welcome to your Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide an extra $100. Let's see, you're both of you are Pat Brooks?
No.
You're an attractive girl, Pat. Do you have a steady boyfriend?
No, Groucho. I've been married for 6 years and I have four children.
You say you've been married 6 years and you have four children?
Yes.
12 years, you'll have eight children, huh?
No.
And 24 years, you'll have 16 children. Just thinking, 48 years, you'll have 32 children. You must be very tired. Let me get you a chair. Because I'm going to shit on you.
No.
Is that all right?
Huh? No, I've been sitting down all day.
Oh.
Well, I've been working on the visual. Take this down and have it painted.
And pay for it yourself. Where are you from, Pat?
Well, I'm originally from Chicago. I was
North
born...
North Side, South Side, Logan Square, where?
A suburb of Chicago, down at
Cincinnati?
Grove.
Cincinnati?
No, down at Grove.
Where?
Down at Grove.
Well, how old were you when you were in the Grove?
Nine.
Your name is Dave Button?
Lutton, sir.
Where are you from, Dave?
Groucho was born in Belfast, Northern Ireland.
In Ireland?
Yeah.
Why did you leave Ireland?
Well, I left when I was 2 years old and I was too young to take it with me.
Mr. Lutton, I happen to know there's a plane leaving for Ireland in half an hour. And I trust you'll be on it. Now, why did you have to tell me that terrible joke? That's no way to get in my good graces. I want to get over that. That joke isn't good enough for sentiment. Now, where did you settle when you came to America, Dave?
Well, we settled up in oil fields around Taft, California.
Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of work did you do there, Dave?
Growing up around Taft, I guess I did just about any kind of work you could do.
Mm-hmm. Like what, for example?
Well, I swept floors, delivered paper, and swept streets, and...
Street cleaning?
Yes, sir. Sanitation.
Sanitation engineer, they call him. Thoroughfare department.
Thoroughfare
department.
Yes,
that's pretty
Tony's. Oh, yeah, especially in Taft.
Yeah.
Because there's only one thoroughfare.
Yeah. Did you accumulate a fortune in Taft?
No, unfortunately I didn't, Groucho. I made one mistake when I was in Taft. I was poor and honest.
That's unforgivable. Being honest is a mistake lots of young people make. I trust you've since corrected his error.
No, sir, I'm still poor and honest.
Listen, well, you don't look it. You look like ready money here tonight. Do you regret being poor but honest?
Well, money isn't everything. Especially when you have poverty to fall back on.
You know, you still got 15 minutes to get that plane. Pat, you say you're married?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, sorry to hear that. Are you happily married?
Oh, very happily.
Oh, that's most unfortunate. Would you consider leaving your husband?
Oh, never.
I mean, if an attractive man and with the right kind of... right kind of a cigar came along. What sort of work does your husband do, the love?
He's a geometry teacher.
A janitor? Where?
No, a geometry teacher at Elkhorn High School.
Elkhorn High School? Mm-hmm. Or where is that? Is that near Taft?
No, that's...
What is geometry, by the way? I didn't get that far in school.
Neither did I. So geometry is the measurement of solids and surfaces and lines
it's
and angles.
Undertaker, isn't it?
And the relationships to each other. That's all I know.
That's more than I know. And this is all your husband do, just runs around measuring angles and lines? Isn't he interested in curves?
Oh, yes. Yes, he is. but he's also a track and cross-country coach.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how he caught you?
Yes.
You didn't run fast, though, huh?
No.
Now, how does he coach, from a bench or from a bicycle?
Well, he runs himself with the boys.
Isn't he a little too old to be running with the boys?
Well,
if he's got six kids?
No, four children.
You said he has six kids and you were married 4 years.
No, I've been married for 6 years.
Well, he does a lot of running, you say. He must be in pretty good shape.
Oh, he's in wonderful shape.
How is his shape compared to yours?
Oh, he has real beautiful legs, and the girls, when he wears his shorts, he gets lots of whistles.
That geometry class isn't as dull as you think it is. Now, what about you, St. Patrick? Are you married?
Yes, sir.
You are, huh?
Yes, sir.
Where did you meet your wife?
Well, I went to a church dance, and there she was.
Well, what was there about your wife that particularly appealed to you?
Well, first of all, she's small. She doesn't quite reach 5 foot, and since she's the smallest person in the place, she's the only person I felt superior to.
This is just physically, I presume, huh?
Yes.
You were just looking for a short engagement.
That's right.
Has your marriage turned out the way you anticipated it would?
Yes, it's been a very good one.
Yes, sir. Happy?
Yes, sir.
Do you have a formula for marriage?
Well, we have a little formula.
How old is he?
Well, 14.
Well, what is your formula for marriage?
Well, stay out of debt and let the wife do the bossing.
If you let the wife do the bossing, how can you possibly stay out of debt?
Well, that's the trick.
What sort of work do you do for a living, Dave? I hope it isn't cracking jokes.
No, sir. I'm the casting and forging buyer at Ryan Aeronautical Company down in San Diego.
Oh, why? Are you a forger for the Ryan aircraft?
No, I'm a caster.
Haven't they caught you yet?
No, sir.
You're a caster?
Yes, sir.
What do? Go fishing for them?
No, I...
Well, what's a caster?
Well, actually the caster...
She thinks she's very pretty. Oh, she's a doll.
They're cute when they get that age, don't they?
What do you mean that age? You think she was 100.
Well,
buy old junk?
No.
Old steel, scrap metal. No, I give up.
All right.
What is it?
She is cute.
Goes out and buys. I don't know what he's buying. You're girlfriend.
That's right.
Shake hands. I am too. What do you do? Do you fly around in connection with your work with this aircraft company?
No, I don't like to fly. It makes my arms too tired.
Suppose your husband came running home someday in a short and he cracked a joke like that. What would you do?
Well, I think that he's been running in the sun too long.
Where do you get all these jokes? Do you sit around doctor's office reading old magazines?
No, I think that's one of my bad habits. I think of them and they just pop up.
Well, could you pop them down? Well, tell us another joke, Dave. Huh?
Well, doctor told my dad to play 36 holes a day, so he goes out and buys a harmonica.
I think you're doing better than I am. Well, don't quit while you're behind. Give us another one.
There's an old saying, never milk a cow during a thunderstorm. You might get left holding the bag.
Well, I don't understand that joke. Would you mind explaining it? What do you mean by that? I don't understand. Have you got an other joke or something? What are you laughing at? You're supposed to be a respectable married woman with eight jokes. Dave, would you like to be a comedian?
No.
Or do you want to be like me?
No. If I had my choice, I'd like to be a gag man.
Well, I'm in favor of that. The cinema's got a gag back there. I'll be glad to stick it in your kisses. Have you ever thought of approaching a comedian, you know, and
TV? No. Something in offering to furnish him with jokes?
No. Everything on TV is Western. Now, we'll wait till that Craig dies down. And I'll probably be dead by then.
Yeah.
Well, if it's the Western that you'd like to see die, why are you trying to kill my show, Dave? Well, you're a lovely couple, and you're crazy if you don't get married. I'd like to continue this chatter, but we have to hurry because as soon as this is over, I have to fly to New York, you know. And I don't look forward to it either because flying makes my arms tired. Dave, I'll make a deal with you. If you let me keep that joke, I'll send you a check for 20 cents in the morning.
Why? Here's the money.
All right. Now, let's give you a chance to win some real money. Now, you select the sports. George, tell him the rules.
All right. Rocco is going to give you some questions. You get four in a row right. You win $1,000. Miss two in a row, and you're out of the game.
Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
The football teams of Washington State and University of Houston have the same nickname. What is it?
The University of Washington?
Washington State and the University of Houston.
Cougars?
Cougars is right.
You have one right.
Cougars!
Three more right and you'll have $1,000.
Who won the Kentucky Derby in 1958?
Roundtable?
No, Tim Tam.
Oh.
Well, you now have one wrong, so don't get the next one wrong and the game is over for you.
The winning time in a track event was 9 4/10 seconds. What was the event?
100-yard dash.
100-yard dash. That's what I'm making after you. As soon as
it's and you have one right.
Now, what do you call the game that resembles handball but is played with rackets? Guess if you don't know. Squash.
Well, you're back to one wrong now.
It's like if you sit on a cantaloupe. What three men form the most famous double play combination in baseball?
Tinkers, Everett, and Chance.
Well, you're not that old. How'd you know that?
My dad used to tell me about it.
And you don't have one right.
Now, in what sport is the name Willie Shoemaker famous?
He's a jockey, is right.
You don't have two right.
What's another name for battledore and shuttlecock?
Badminton.
Badminton is right.
You have three right, get the next one right, and you'll have your $1,000.
What track event would you be watching if the winning distance was 25 feet?
Broad jump.
And you got four in a row right, so you win $1,000. You can come back later and try for $10,000 with a spin of the wheel.
Why don't you go over there and think about it? And thanks for being on the show. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Not so long ago, only the future go down that long road to college. Now there's many more who must go through that door that opens on the future of our land. It's where the future is, it's where they go to grow. It's where horizons start, but there's one thing you should know. For colleges to stand, they need your helping hand. Time is now to help us build a future. The future's being shaped at college today. The tuition pays only one-third the cost of education in college. Help with the other two-thirds. Join the future. Give to the college your choice.
Have two couples who can try for the big question. So first, let's hear from Nina Tinchenko and Mr. Primavera and get their decision.
Now, you've won $1,000 so far. If you decide to try for the big money and you fail, you wind up with a total of $500. Now, what are you going to do?
Oh, there.
You're going to try? Yes. Now, you pick a number.
Nine.
That's for $10,000. We put that here. And you pick a number, Joe. 7. Put a 7 up here. Now, if 9 comes up, you both win $10,000. If 7 comes up, you split $5,000. Is that fair? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if neither number comes up, the question is worth $2,000. Now, turn the wheel. One of you.
All right. This one?
Yeah, either way. The wheel is crooked either way. Sorry, you took 7 and 9 and it came up 2, so this question is worth $2,000. Are you ready?
Yes.
A bright spot in the big news of 58 was the voyage of the Nautilus under the North Pole. I'm sure everybody read about it. For $2,000, I want you to tell me the name of her famous commanding officer of that voyage. Many names in the telephone book.
Hamilton?
No, it's William R. Anderson. Sorry you missed it, but you wind up with $500. That isn't too bad. Congratulations, and thanks for being with us. You bet your life.
Doctor, here's David Blutton and Pat Brooks to give you their decision on the big money.
What are you going to do? Are you going to go for the big money?
Yes.
You are? You
yes,
too?
Sir.
All right. Now, you pick a number. Well, you're each going to pick a number.
7.
You want a 7? That's for $10,000.
I'll pick 10.
And you take 10 for $5,000. You know you split the money anyhow. You Now, one of you spin the wheel. A heart failure accident. Well, your numbers were 10 and 7 and came up 6. So this question is worth $2,000. If you get it. Now, let's see how well you know your geography. For $2,000, tell me the name of the capital of Alaska. But that's not the capital. Capital is Juneau. That's from the Encyclopedia Britannica. J-U-N-E-A-U. And you know that, don't you?
No, I didn't.
I'm sorry you missed it. But anyway, you wind up with $500, which is practically a fortune on this show. So congratulations and thanks for being with us. And I'll see you later.
Thank you.